the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Well, we roll along here on a Saturday morning and talking girls basketball today. Chad Hibden of the Blackman Lady Blaze joining us here this morning. Chad, good to see you again.
Good morning. We're already back.
It's here.
It seems like just maybe a month or so ago, the end of the season, and here we are again. New location, but same familiar faces.
Well, I bet it seems like it's been a lot longer than a month, though.
It's gone pretty quick. You know, I have a new addition, son Eli. He's 3 months old, so that's really made time fly. And, you know, of course, just the general routine of basketball makes time really go by as well.
Well, that explains the gray hairs.
Yes, a lot more. Matt Smigelski, you guys that are basketball fans of Rutherford County know Matt Smigelski. I coached him in middle school, and he came to one of our games the other night and said, "Coach, I can see those grays from up in the stands." And I said, well, you know, coaching basketball and having a three-month-old will definitely add to that.
Well, my kids make fun of me, and I said, I've got them all named, and they're all named after you.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Coach, pretty good start. I don't guess you could ask for a much better start to the season. 5-0, beat Lawrence County twice.
Yeah, Lawrence County's a great team. I thought it was a good chance for us to, you know, play a solid team and a region opponent. And playing them twice, you know, the distance, the travel, you know, you kind of question that a little bit early, but we wanted to go down and play in their place, and obviously have them up at ours too. And it was fun last night, and our kids were prepared for the environment. I think they look forward to playing in a kind of a hostile environment, you know, down there. And they pack the gym every night, and they've got the band, and their students are great. And you know, we played a really good basketball game, and had a comfortable lead there late, and ended up you know, just doing some things that will help us get better. Late in the game, about 2.5 to go, we were up 7 and turned it over a couple times, took a couple quick shots, and then, you know, they hit some free throws, hit a couple big baskets, and then we got an opportunity to get the free throw line with no time on the clock, and Chelsea Hall hit a free throw to win it.
When you go down there, you better have a little extra body armor on. That's usually a pretty physical game.
It is, and our kids have done a good job of preparing themselves and their conditioning, and when we do two-a-days and in the weight room. And, you know, I know they don't love it, but they understand how important it is, and Chelsea and Courtney really lead that. They've been battle-tested for a long time now, and those two, they understand the physical nature of our district and region, and they've really helped our younger players and inexperienced players understand the importance of, you know, preparing themselves physically and mentally.
John said just a few minutes ago, well, what is Courtney, 28? It seems like she's been out there forever. She has started many, many ball games for you, and to have her and Chelsea there, you're bringing back a pretty good core, aren't you?
Yeah, we call them our glue. They really are. They're because of their IQ and their understanding of just the process of what it takes to be prepared and be mature. It's really helped those, you know, young players. And then, like I said, we've got some juniors that are really stepping up for us, but they're inexperienced. And those two have been there a while, and we're blessed to have them. And I think a lot of people might have, you know, thought that because we lost so many good players and so many special players from last year's team that, you know, things may have changed a little bit, but those two, they've decided not. They weren't going to allow anything to change, and they've shown the way to these other kids what it means to be Lady Blaze.
Well, you bring back that experience plus some really good sophomores who grew up, you know, they're a year older, they're juniors now, and so you put that mixture together and you always seem to have some kind of good, the camaraderie between the girls always seems to be really good, so that builds a great foundation.
Well, it helps, and we try to do some things, you know, all through the summer and all through the preseason, and Coach Jackson just does an outstanding job of doing some team bonding and team unity things, and we stress unity. It's one of our just motivating factors from day one when those kids step into our program, and, you know, she does a good job, and our older players, our upperclassmen do a good job of just, you know, continuing to translate that into these younger kids, and they buy in because they've seen the success. And, you know, that's the most important factor is when you see things and you see how it leads to success, then it's easier to sell those kids on those things.
Talking to Chad Hibden this morning, Blackman Lady Blaze basketball, as we talk girls basketball here on the Coach's Show today. I see a lot of District 8 AAA flavor in here in this schedule. Lawrence County twice, Columbia, Franklin County's in your schedule before Christmas, so you're kind of dipping your toe in the waters from over there, aren't you?
We are. We had a tough time scheduling. We had a couple of teams back out on us really late, and so we were searching and hunting, and when you get to that point, you want to try to find as quality opponents as you can. And you have to think about travel. You don't want to just travel all over the place just to play a basketball game when you can get good basketball in your own area, in your own region. And we've done that, and so it'll give us a good idea of what that region's like, and help us to scout and scheme and be prepared as we move forward.
Well, you hear the football coaches talk. Coach Shadowins has talked about how tough it is to get a schedule, and really all the coaches, because the football has been so good. And, I guess that translates into other sports like girls basketball. I mean, you've been to the state tournament last year, so, I mean, you have a hard time people playing you, wanting to play you.
I think so. I think it does. And then, Barry and those guys, the boys team, hey, they're good, and I think people know how good they're going to be, and they've got a chance to, probably win this district. Makes a really good tournament run, so I'm sure there were some boys teams that said, hey, we were not interested in playing those guys. But when it comes down to it, I'm sure that everybody has a little bit of struggle. You want to get competition. You don't want to just go down murderer's row every single night, because it is such a tough sport. You're playing two and sometimes three times a week, and you've got to give your kids a balance, and that's what we kind of look for, is a balance.
That's pretty interesting, and just something just ran through my mind about girls and boys. I mean, you play basically the same schedule, with the exception of some holiday things generally, in tournaments and classics and such. Do you ever have to say, all right, Barry, I'll play this person if you'll play so-and-so? I mean, is there a little negotiating goes on there?
Yeah, you do, and it's fun. It a lot of times we'll just even it up. You pick a team that you really want to play, and we'll play their boys team, whether they're, good, bad, or indifferent, and then vice versa. If he has a team that he really wants to play, we'll tag along and play that girls team as well. And Barry wants to, he has the same philosophy as I do. He wants to get his kids challenged as early as possible, and see what he has, and that way he can get to work over the holiday season and get everybody ready for district.
Well, when it gets to January, it doesn't matter. Your schedule's done by then, isn't it?
That's correct.
Chad, give us a little bit of an idea. We've already kind of mentioned Courtney and Chelsea, but give us an idea of who else we might see out there playing for the Lady Blaze this year.
Well, we really like our group. We have 11 varsity players right now, and it's probably the most balanced, even competitive group we've had. Last year was really balanced and competitive too, but we like our athleticism. Our juniors, Amanda Pollock has been, such a surprise, not to us, but I think to our opponents. She's done such a great job of handling the basketball, being a good passer, being a solid defender, and she's shooting lights out. She, if you give her an opportunity, she's worked on a release. It's getting a lot quicker. She's able to get shots off there and been able to hit those. She's definitely a threat from there. Morgan Miller and Kennedy Killings coming off the bench as juniors, providing us with Morgan with size and maturity there, because she's been around a while and knows how to bang around the basket. And Kennedy's such an athlete. She can play the three, can play the four. She's really versatile and athletic. Had 10 points the other night in the Columbia game. Is really good off the dribble scoring, really good off the dribble shooting the basketball, and then just, tremendous on the ball defender. And then we have some freshmen. Alex Johnson is starting right now. She's worked her way in after a little ankle injury, and averaging over double figures and doing a good job. And she's the one that, as she continues to grow, and obviously freshmen are going to have the most growth, as she continues to grow, our team is going to grow. And we've got two freshmen that provide a lot in practice for us right now, Kaylin Williams and Angel Allen. And then, of course, our sophomore class, Micah Norris, is such a difference maker defensively. probably, I'd say, 5 or 6 steals a game right now. I hadn't looked at the stats after last night, but just really setting the tone defensively. And then, you know, Jalen Brooks comes in and gives us some defensive minutes, and just such a hard worker. And, you know, they're all so coachable.
You got to love that.
Yeah. And then Bailey Miller rounds out our sophomore group, who does a good job because she's such a great athlete, such a great kid. It rounds our team out and helps us be very competitive in practice.
Well, you got a lot of youngsters there. You got a pretty good base, I can see your excitement. This is going to be a fun group this year.
It really is, and I loved our groups of the past, but this group is new. You know, it's kind of retreading the tires and re-energizing our coaching staff because we have to do some different things. We've got to coach a little different, and it's fun. I think it's fun for our coaches. It's fun for Courtney and Chelsea because it's not just the same old thing. Let's, you know, just continue to do that. And we are system-oriented, you know, with our philosophy and our defense and things like that. But when it comes to offense, you know, we've got different talent now, so that's been the fun part for them, and I think it's helped those two you know, stay motivated and stay focused and really help these younger players.
Have Franklin High on the 6th, and then Louisville Showcase. What's going on with that?
We've got asked to come up there, and a Rick Bullis, who does some recruiting and some scouting things, and they wanted our team to come up and play. We play Louisville, Pleasure Park Ridge. You're a private school up there that has a good tradition, so that'd be a good chance for us to go up there and experience that. We're going to go watch the University of Louisville play at noon, and then we play at 6:30. So it'll be a good day to get away and enjoy basketball and enjoy some time and some fellowship, and then get a basketball game in and work on some things. And that way you don't have to worry about, you know, if you want to, you know, try something new, do something different, you don't have to worry about everybody being in the stands trying to scout.
There you go. Unless somebody follows along, you know.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, right. That's true.
Then you have Columbia on the road on the 12th to 13th, Franklin County at home. Over the holidays, what you've got, the Bear Classic, I would assume is that Mount Juliet?
Yes. Yeah. Chick-fil-A Classic,
and then playing in the Sonic Shootout, so you've got quite a full holiday, I guess.
We do. We play two really good opponents there. We play Mount Juliet first, and then Brentwood Academy, who are both are solid teams, and I think everybody understands how good Mount Juliet is with Kaya Williams averaging probably about 25 a game. I mean, she's getting that every night, and that'll challenge us from there. They're well-coached, well-disciplined, so it'll give us an opportunity to get a great assessment, and that's what we try to do. We try to play different teams, get assessed where our strengths and weaknesses are. Yeah, obviously at the end result, you want to try to win those basketball games just like we did last night. You know, we want to go down and get challenged and try to find a way to win in the end. That's what we did. But really and truly, it's about assessment. And as we get those opportunities, those two teams will assess us really well, different ways. Then we can work during Christmas and you know, figure some things out and help our players understand this is where we need to be. These are things we're doing well and you know, get into our district, which, you know, obviously coaches have already talked about prior, is just how important it is and how tough it is, and it's fun. It's really fun.
I guess Williams may be 28. I don't know. We've seen her a lot, too.
She's been there a while. And I've got to coach Kaya for a year in AAU, and she's a great kid. And when she's motivated to play, there's nobody better.
Nobody better. Coach, appreciate you coming by this morning. We will catch you one time before the holidays, and we'll see Barry next week. So you see him in the hallway, remind him, all right?
I will. Thank you, sir.
I'll see you.
All right.
All right. That's Chad Hibden joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner.